Title: OSHA issues new COVID-19 guidance answering practical questions on returning to work. Content: On June 17, 2020, the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, issued its guidance on returning to work. This new guidance is intended to supplement the previous guidance on preparing workplaces for COVID-19 that OSHA published in March. Most non-essential businesses throughout the country have already reopened and returned at least some portion of their workforce to the workplace. However, with the risk of occupational exposure to COVID-19 still present, employers must continue to monitor and follow new and evolving federal, state, and local guidance aimed at protecting the safety and health of employees. OSHA's new guidance contains guiding principles that OSHA recommends employers incorporate into their reopening plans. In addition, the new guidance provides OSHA's responses to frequently asked questions on testing and screening employees and identifies specific OSHA standards and requirements that are applicable to minimizing occupational exposure to COVID-19. Because much of the new guidance deals with mitigation measures that many employers have already implemented, this article seeks to assist employers with understanding specific directives and concerns in the guidance that are new or may have been overlooked previously. Guiding principles for reopening plans. In discussing employer plans for reopening, the guidance generally instructs employers to reopen in accordance with the three distinct phases contained in the White House's guidelines for opening up America again. Most employers are currently in phase one, which involves following strict social distancing practices and permitting telework where feasible so as to limit the number of employees in the workplace. Phase 1 also includes limiting non-essential business travel and making accommodations, where feasible, for workers with a higher risk of severe illness, such as individuals over the age of 65 or with serious underlying health conditions. Under Phase 2, employers should continue to accommodate vulnerable workers and permit telework where feasible. However, employers in Phase 2 may allow non-essential business travel to resume and ease limitations on the number of employees in the workplace while continuing to maintain moderate to strict social distancing practices. Finally, businesses in the last phase, Phase 3, may resume unrestricted staffing of worksites. Changing outbreak conditions or a resurgence in the community may force employers to modify specific infection control measures or even backtrack to a prior phase. Based on evolving outbreak conditions, OSHA instructs that employers' reopening plans address and include the following non-exhaustive list of guiding principles: hazard assessment, basic hygiene, social distancing, identification and isolation of sick employees, returning recovered or exposed workers, workplace controls and flexibilities, training, and anti-retaliation. Most employers are already familiar with these principles from prior guidance issued by OSHA and the Centers for Disease Prevention and Control, CDC. Nevertheless, reviewing the new guidance ensures current infection prevention and control measures are sufficient. COVID-19 hazard assessments. Employers should pay special attention to OSHA's recommendation that all employers perform a COVID-19 hazard assessment. In fact, California's Division of Occupational Safety and Health requires that this occur. A hazard assessment requires employers to determine when, where, how, and to what sources of COVID-19 workers are likely to be exposed during the course of their job duties. The assessment should take into account all job tasks performed by the company's employees and identify particular tasks or job categories that involve occupational exposure to COVID-19. The risk of occupational exposure should include not only exposure from coworkers through close contact or shared spaces/surfaces, but also exposure from the public, e.g., customers, visitors, vendors. Following the assessment, employers can determine specific engineering/administrative controls, safe work practices, and/or personal protective equipment, PPE, to utilize to mitigate the risk of exposure for each job task or category. Employers may also need to perform a new assessment as additional workers return to the workplace, thereby potentially decreasing T.